Now the city blacks out the sun that you know is rising. You can show me the work that you've done. Your fears have been disguising. Is it just me or is everyone hiding out between the lines? What will we be when we come undone? Just a simple meeting of the minds, and we'll fight fire with fire, fire with fire, fire with fire. Through desire, 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 through your desire, we'll fight fire with fire, fire with fire.
Hello and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we read issues of the Legion and summarize them for you so that you don't have to read them.
And summarize, you mean make a lot longer and talk about it.
Like, yeah, it is probably a lot longer.
So only like 9-page stories sometimes when we're talking about them for like an hour.
Yeah.
So not summarized at all.
But we're creating a buffer between the comic and your psyche. We're taking all this psychic damage for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this issue is Adventure Comics from August 1963, number 311. 300. That's a lot. The writer's Edmund Hamilton, and the artist is John Forte. And it looks like John Forte is basically the Legion artist now. So it's like, usually, oh, hey, he signed this front page.
Oh, well, yeah, I see it.
That's nice. Good. Signing your stuff. Getting credit for things. Good job. Okay, let's first talk about this cover. I like at the very top, it says, Extra, a great super baby story.
Luckily, we will not be reading that.
I wish we were, so deeply.
I was super baby.
Okay, so we see the substitute heroes, Legion of Substitute Heroes, and they're looking at a screen that has all, like, little bust shots of all the Legionnaires. I wonder if that's all the Legionnaires.
I know, I was just thinking that. 10 or 15.
Probably.
Yeah, that might be.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Looks like I can't think of anyone else that they're missing.
Me neither.
So, Polar Boy is going, as leader of the Legion of Substitute Heroes, I, Polar Boy, accuse these superheroes of plotting to conquer the Earth. I vote we battle them to a showdown.
Battle them to a showdown.
Battle them to a showdown. Which is not really a sentence.
Battle them to a battle. That's what that means, right? A showdown is a battle.
How do you battle
to a showdown.
You can battle to the death, but you can't.
You battle to the point in which you battle one-on-one against each other. I don't know.
Showdown.
He's never been in a showdown.
Polar Boy's really tall in this panel.
Oh, he is.
Ah, Ron.
Oh, he's supposed to be a tiny baby short.
Yeah, he's supposed to be really short.
Oh, well. Okay.
And the issue starts out.
So we see a wonderful splash page of Cosmic Boy, Sun Boy, and Saturn Girl looking PO'd. Like, this whole issue is nothing but them making really grumpy faces. And we see the substitute heroes, Legion Substitute Heroes. One of Adriana's favorites.
Are they my favorites?
I don't know. They're just not mine. we see them walking away sadly. And who is this? This is Night Girl. What the heck's the name of the plant guy?
Chlorophyll Kid.
There you go. Sun Boy and Polar Boy.
Yeah.
Walking away, looking completely dejected, with their heads down,
sad
faces.
His name's not Solar Boy.
Solar Boy?
Did you say?
I said Sun Boy.
His name is not Sun Boy.
What is it?
This is
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. What the heck's this guy's name? What's his name?
Fire Glad Fire Kid.
We just read this. How can we?
I don't
not
think they
this?
Said his name.
No way. He has a name.
I don't think they said his name in this issue yet.
Really? We're gonna have to fix this part.
Oh shit!
This part where we don't know.
No, I think this is. We should leave this in.
No, this is
so organic and real.
No, I don't like being completely incompetent in the story I just read.
There's
no way they didn't say his name. No, we have to look this up. No, we have to fix it.
Thank you.
So, no, you're just laughing. Stop. They don't know why you're laughing, because we just messed up really hard, and you'll never hear it.
Okay.
So this will just start with nonsense laughing.
Okay.
So you just look out of control. So, this issue starts with a beautiful splash page, where we see Cosmic
Boy. I
thought
you said we messed up, but...
We! You didn't know his name either!
I guessed!
We didn't know the name of someone.
Okay.
And
okay.
We're in the middle of describing this page, and we're like, who is this? We had to look it up, but you'll never know, even though I just explained to you the thing we're omitting.
Okay.
Which is almost as embarrassing as forgetting his name. So, anyway, this beautiful splash page, and we see Cosmic Boy, Saturn Girl, and Sun Boy?
What?
No, I don't know if it's the main one. Sun Boy is not who I didn't know the name of, by the way.
Yes!
So we see those three Legionnaires in front of the clubhouse looking really grumpy-faced and mad, and we see the Legion of Substitute Heroes in front of them. Who are Adriana's favorites?
No, they're not.
They're your favorites. Okay, they're just not my
favorites.
How
are they my favorites?
I just don't like them very much. But
is there anyone that you don't like? Must
is your
we
favorite?
Have to divide them equally?
Yes, yes. So I don't like them very much, so they're your favorites.
I guess I like Polar Boy and
Night
like
Girl. I do like Polar Boy and Night Girl.
I just don't like those other two assholes.
What is it? Chlorophyll
Kid
and...
Fire Lad
is who we didn't know his name.
Oh, you did. We should have just left that part in.
I know. No, now we've re-recorded it. It's gone. But I got to him on the page, and I was like, Sunboy? I was like, what's the other fire guy's name?
Sunboy 2.
Hot guy, I guess. Sunboy technically isn't fire. He's Radiant Light or something.
Nonsense.
And Fire Lad is fire.
To be fair, a lot of these names don't really correlate to what they do.
Or they're directly correlated.
Yeah.
Fire Lad is perhaps the most appropriate name.
It is true.
So,
That's why Sunboy's pissed here. I wish I had that name!
But he doesn't shoot fire, so that wouldn't be an appropriate name. He should have just been Light Boy.
I don't even understand. I still don't understand his powers.
Gets Hot Boy? I don't know. Yeah. In this, it's like Be Really Mad Boy.
Yeah. Asshole Boy.
Yeah. So we see those three Legionnaires, and they're looking real mad, and Sunboy's pointing, and he's like, unless you substitute heroes disband, we'll make you do so. Which is a very awkward sentence that I found amazing, and I had to read a few times.
It's like, unless you do this, we will
make you do so. So that's what Sunboy sounds like when he's being threatening, I guess. And we see the substitute Legion looking real sad, and their little heads are down, and they're walking away. And
it's like the Hulk walk kind of music.
And Night Girl, right?
Yes!
There's too many people on this page with names that I'm not accustomed to saying.
This is a Legion. You best get used to this.
I know, but it's like, I know the Legion, but then these friggin' substitutes, and I even know their names, but then I guess I don't. But anyway, Night Girl is thinking, the superheroes we idolized, even Cosmic Boy, whom I loved, have become so jealous of us that they hate us.
Does it count as love if
you're just a stalker? I don't know.
We'll see
that she's a stalker later.
Ooh,
spoiler!
Ooh, boy.
Spoiler for like two pages from now. So then we see a big pink narration box, and it says, unknown to the famous Legion of Superheroes of the 30th century, there's a second and secret Legion, the Legion of Substitute Heroes. Rejected in their ambition to become members of the superheroes, they formed the second team to be ready whenever their help was needed, which is, like, never, by the way. Except when they, like, need to kill an entire planet's, like,
sometimes,
children
or
something. But
they need to kill children. Is that weird?
But now those who are their idols turn against them, and so begins the war between the Substitute Heroes and the Legionnaires. Bum, bum, bum.
I like that, you know, I think, by like, I don't mean that I like it.
like is a relative term.
Yeah. You know, since Lightning Lad is obviously dead and never coming back.
Never.
Never.
Don't cry.
There's like, there have always been like, it's like been Saturn Girl, Cosmic Lad, Lightning Lad. And it seems like Sunboy's taking his place. Did I say Cosmic
Lad?
Oh my god!
Neither of us know the names of anyone.
Who are these
books.
People?
I've never even heard of the Legion.
Like, we're substitute podcasters today.
No, that's a different podcast.
Shout out.
Substitute podcasters.
Okay, so usually the three leaders are Saturn Girl, Lightning Lad, and Cosmic Boy, but...
Lightning Lad is dead.
Yeah, so it looks like Sunboy is just...
He decided he's a monster too.
Yeah.
He has been prominently in the last few issues.
He must be somehow popular.
Maybe. I like him all right. His nonsense power of light or whatever.
Too much of a jerk face.
Well, this one at least. And I was trying to remember. I was like, is he always a jerk?
I think he's been a jerk face before.
Everyone's always a jerk. So I don't think he's more jerk than anyone else normally. But in this issue, he's really going to be a giant jerk. But so are other people. So.
I think, like, one time... something looked like Cosmic Boy was doing it, and he's like, God, Cosmic Boy, what did you do
oh,
with this?
That's not what I do vaguely remember what you're talking about. I was trying to block it, but I think it's still there.
Yeah. So much of this we don't remember because we tried to block it.
Yeah, also, we do our podcast like once every 7 years, so we forget what happened.
Probably a better reason there. Okay, so... something really adorable is going on the next page.
And these panels, I have to say, okay, so this is a two-part story, and we actually haven't read the second part yet, because we didn't want to spoil ourselves.
Yes.
We're going to be just as surprised and confused as you are during this whole part.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't know where this is going to go at all right now.
Yeah.
So probably when we record the second half of this, we'll sound sad and tired, because then we'll know what happened. But for now, we're just pleasantly confused and befuddled. But so far, these top two panels where the story starts... have nothing to do with anything, and I'm hoping that this is going to come back to these panels, because otherwise these panels have nothing to do with anything.
I think that they like doing this kind of
thing. I
think
it's cute. I just really hope it has something to do with the story.
I don't think so. They do these, like, sort of...
just cute moments in what the engineers are doing in their
like, look, we're in the future, and there's space, and there's alien stuff.
So what these guys are doing is we see Saturn Girl and Cosmic Boy, and they're going through what are basically gifts from planets that they've saved. Because they, I guess, get mad bribed, I guess. I'm sorry, they're gifts of gratitude, I'm sure.
Well, I like the Cosmic Boy is kind of lamenting this fact, which I like. Because, it must be, if you save enough people...
you get a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, where are we going to put this weird thing?
So you see Saturn Girl, and she's in front of a mirror. And in the mirror, see her. It's her. And the only real difference is, slightly shorter hair. She's got little glasses on. And her skirt looks kind of frumpier, and maybe, her butt is, 10 sizes bigger.
Yeah, what?
I was like, what am I seeing here? And she's like, Cosmic Boy, this gift from this planet, Zala? Is that how you say that?
Sure.
We helped is really unique. It's a time mirror that reflects people not as they are, but as they will be when they age. So that's cute.
In the future, she's going to have a big butt.
Yeah, and glasses.
And glasses and shorter hair. And
longer skirt. In the future, we have contacts now.
Yeah.
So in the future, we're going to go back to contacts.
Did they not have contacts in 1963?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
Really?
I feel like putting glass in your eye is fairly new. It's not really glass. That's just what I call
it. You don't understand.
Because I wear contacts. I'm like, let's put some glass in my eye now. I don't know how anything
works.
Why don't
you understand your contacts technology?
If I wrote a comic, it would be just like this science. I don't know nothing about nothing.
We do have comics.
And our science is like this.
Okay, that's true. Let's explain some science thing. Cut away.
Yeah. We just an explosion will happen as soon as anything scientific has to be explained.
I like how you asked me how to pronounce Zala.
Don't you know?
I'm
from history.
I know Florent Zalanese.
Yes, right. So we see Cosmic Boy, and he just looks tired. Yeah. And he's like, swell, Saturn Girl, but I wish people weren't so generous. Let's see what's in this card. And she's like, it was like the 30th package she's opened that day. And you see, other weird things behind them that I assume are also weird packages. Yeah. There's a weird, it looks like a,
abomination.
No, it looks like one of those, you have to help me, history.
The coffin, like a...
the standy-up one, and...
a sarcophagus?
Yes. Okay, I haven't slept, okay? I'm not actually as dumb as I sound, though close. I am very tired right now.
Okay.
The best time to read a Legion issue, by the way.
Yeah, it looks like...
it looks like an alien sarcophagus to me.
It looks like the Stargate people masks.
A little bit. So there's some crazy thing behind them.
Which, the Stargate people were how the Egyptians happened, because the Egyptians were made by aliens.
Oh, right. That's fact, I think.
Yeah.
Shit. Ancient aliens, totally real. I'm sorry anyone who believes in ancient aliens.
I'm not sorry.
She starts crying. History major over here, she'll punch you.
Yeah.
So the next panel, they're looking at another unique thing that they've been sent. Mm-hmm. And Cosmic Boy says, this plant from the world
Hyrnok.
Is strange. The note with it says it will grow a live animal when it blooms.
And that's fucked up.
Yeah, but it's awesome because there's it's this tall, crazy looking plant, and then there's a small dinosaur on top. And all I was thinking was, I want that plant.
What?
Can't see the dinosaur? Look at. There's a little gray dinosaur up there.
Let me take this.
She's looking at scans, and I'm looking at one of the archive books. And she, I guess she can't see the little gray guy.
Holy shit!
Is he not on your page at all?
He is, but I thought it was just like a purple.
No, it's a little.
Oh yeah, yours is too like faded looking.
I just thought it was like a purple part of the plant. I thought it was gonna come out of this bottom thing.
There's an awesome tiny dinosaur living on
the What? I thought it was gonna be more mysterious. Like, what's in the bottom bulge thing?
Nope. There's a dinosaur up on top.
There's like a tiny dinosaur.
Because it came out of the bloom. It came out of the bloom on the top. He's like, hang on. Because his little mouth's open.
So cute.
It is really cute. I was like, I want this plant.
What are they going to do with it?
Have a tiny dinosaur. I love it, too, because, like, Saturn Girl looks like she's scared of it a little bit. She looks really startled. But then we see Bouncing Boy is coming in through the door. I can't say his name without a hint of distaste.
Bouncing Boy.
And they better remember to water that.
A small animal that they're probably going to kill.
Oh, God.
They don't kill it in this issue, at least.
In this issue.
At least on part one. We don't know about part two.
Well, Legion of Substitute Heroes kill it. Is this a baby? We'll kill it.
Yeah. So, Bouncing Boy comes through the door, and he's like, there's a call for help on our monitors. And, because they don't have, like, a comm system or anything.
Yeah.
People just have to run in and yell things. But,
Well, they're... Clubhouse is only, like, this big.
That's true. Or it's really, 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 really big.
Yeah.
Either way. So, now we cut to the actual story, because those present openings, again, while cute, at this moment at least, have nothing to do with the story.
I hope it is.
You hope it has nothing to do with anything?
Yeah.
It's cute either way.
Yeah.
Little dinosaur wins everything, and weird alien sarcophagus.
Yeah.
So, from far away comes a weak call in a desperate sounding voice, and we see Brainiac 5, Sun Boy, Bouncing Boy, Saturn Girl, and Cosmic Boy all standing in front of a monitor, and there's a voice coming out of the monitor, and it says, power failing, can't telecast. You superheroes are our last chance. Come help us. Space Sector Z44373N. And Cosmic Boy says, we've got to answer that call. Superboy and Mon-El are back in the past, and several of our other members are away on missions. But those of us here will go at once.
Convenient that people that would probably be useful on this mission.
Well, it's more convenient because probably somebody didn't want to draw like 27 people. They were like, five of them. We'll say five of them are home right now. These five will go on the mission.
Oh, how convenient. Only a couple.
Yes. To be fair, they have to draw the Legion of Substitute I keep saying podcasters.
Wow.
Because I see the name all the time. Aww. Shout out. Every time I do it on accident, I'll just pretend it's a shout out to Legion of Substitute Podcasters. Good job. But, so then we cut to a cave,
mm-hmm.
And it says, that call for help has been heard by another Legion in their clubhouse hidden inside a hollow mountain. And, by the way, better clubhouse.
Definitely better.
So, don't get me wrong, the Legion's little rocket's cute, very small and incoherent inside.
Yeah.
The Legion of Substitute Heroes has a giant, awesome cave.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be big enough to house people in.
Yes.
So it says, the secret Legion of Substitute Heroes, all of whom were rejected as members by the superheroes, have heard. By the way, they just monitor, the Legion's, like, radio signals, like, all the time.
It's kind of like cops, like, when people have those tuner thingies.
It's a little bit creepier to me for some reason.
Why is that creepier?
I don't know. They just sit around. They just sit around stalking the Legion, is basically what they do.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see that, in fact, that is what one of them does.
Woo-hoo.
But, yeah. So, okay, you pointed to me because I have little placards so I can actually say their names correctly. nice. So we see Polar Boy, Night Girl, Fire Lad, Chlorophyll Kid?
Yeah.
And Stone Boy sitting around their little table, and they all have nice little name placards because they copy the Legion really hard.
Yeah.
And also, we want to know who they are, so they have name placards.
I like how they do everything to help us.
I know, I still don't know who anybody is.
You're the same as
it was just Fire Lad!
The 8-year old that...
I can't remember Chlorophyll Kid either.
It's okay, Broccoli Dude.
Yeah, because he does have, like, broccoli, and he looks like a dinosaur. He has broccoli on his chest, it's a tree, but it looks like broccoli.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's wearing a dinosaur costume, so he should be
broccoli. Why don't you know who he is, dinosaur broccoli?
Dinosaur, right. It is very self-explanatory. So we see the little substitute heroes, and they're sitting around their table, and Polar Boy says, our great idols, the superheroes, are going into distant space. They don't even know our Legion exists, but we must be ready to substitute for them while they're gone. So they're really excited every time the Legion is off-planet, because they're like, we're going to save the world! The Legion's going to come back, and they're going to love us!
Yeah,
and
it's always...
into their team. It's kind of sad.
There's, like, plan isn't even, like, to save people. It's like, we want them to love us!
Yes. And Chlorophyll Kid says, we'll be ready, Polar Boy. Maybe someday they will know about us and how much we admire them.
Yeah, how much we admire them.
Now they'll know about our great deeds and how many we've saved. It's like, No, we're awesome lovers. They're desperate for love.
Aww.
By the way, I want to say again, the substitute heroes actually have a very impressive power set, and it's still silly that they weren't allowed into the Legion to begin with. It was like, Night Girl didn't get in because she's only super strong at night, which it's night like half the time.
Yeah. And only half the time, though.
Yeah. And,
just send her out when it's nighttime.
I know, she's super strong.
Bouncing Boy, like,
the problem is, the Bouncing Boy is on their freaking team.
I would accept any of these.
Over Bouncing Boy.
Yeah, I would accept any of,
I wouldn't accept Stone Boy over anyone.
Well, I'm saying, like, I would accept their reasoning.
Oh. If Bouncing Boy wasn't on the team.
Yeah, the hell?
It was fire, like, she's fire. I think they didn't like him because he was, like, he couldn't control it very well.
Yeah, because he would call
it Death Boy is what his name should be.
He would call it... cause an accidental holocaust.
And Polar Boy has also got a good power with the shoots ice, right? Cold.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Polar Boy has a very good power.
Yeah, and Chlorophyll Kid, and while his costume may be the most ridiculous costume, it's still like plant. There's just controlling plant things is pretty good. It's usually plants. Especially wherever these guys are going, there's always plants.
Yeah. So. And Poison Ivy. I don't know if you read Batman or if you've heard of this.
This Batman?
The Batman. He fights this Poison Ivy lady who basically has the same powers, if not less.
Oh, but I guess, like, I feel like he wasn't controlling it very well either. Like, when he tried out, didn't he, like, make a horrible plant grow uncontrollably or something? There's some reason. But it never
seems
bad. It never seems to be. It's like, train them.
Yeah.
That should have been.
Make them, like.
You guys are awesome. Let's train you.
Yeah, rookies.
We have, like, a genius on our team and all these other people.
Sorry, this cat is.
Oh, cat attack.
Kristen's really...
Your paper right there.
It's okay, that's
okay,
dead
we'll cut this part out. Okay. So really, I think all of these people should have been allowed on their team, but whatever. So now they're not on the team and they're just sad about it.
Yeah.
So, it says, and as the superheroes enter their ship to take off on a fateful mission, which, by the way, are they watching them on a monitor? Is that what we're seeing here?
Oh! For some reason, I thought that
it was a dramatic overlay, but I think...
You're seeing
a monitor. So the substitute heroes don't just listen to the radio. They are watching them on camera.
How did they do this? Where did they put this camera?
They're that committed to being heroes. So we see Cosmic Boy and Brainiac 5, and Cosmic Boy's like, hurry, Brainiac 5. And Sun Girl's getting in the ship. They're all leaving.
Yeah.
And they're watching this because they watch them all the time, even when they sleep. And Polar Boy and Night Girl are talking. And Polar Boy says, say, Night Girl, I noticed that you're always watching Cosmic Boy. Which, by the way, butt shot is what she's looking at right there. And she says, yes, I think he's cute. And I was like, aww.
Night Girl. It goes from cute to scary.
And the very next page, it goes from cute to like, whoa, lady.
Oh, my God.
And so she's watching the rocket shoot off, and she's thinking. She's like, I can't tell him that I've been in love with Cosmic Boy for a long time. Even Cosmic Boy doesn't know it, but I tried to join the superheroes just to be near him. And it's like, okay.
All right.
Then it gets even more creepy.
Yeah.
And she's opening a little locker, and you see two pictures of Cosmic Boy, like, in action. And you see a little helmet and a little flying belt. By the way, helmet, not the helmet I was thinking it was going to be.
Yeah, me either.
I thought it was going to be Cosmic Boy's awesome bubble helmet from the first issue. But it's some other helmet, because I guess he has a thing for helmets.
Yes.
And she's thinking as she looks at her weird Cosmic Boy shrine in her locker. All I have of him are these pictures and a few mementos, a helmet he once wore, the flying belt he gave me when I was rejected by the superheroes, and now he's away, perhaps in terrible danger. It's like, okay.
Where did she get that helmet?
And where did she snap these candid photos? I guess from her video surveillance
oven. Oh, yeah, that's not hard.
So, yeah.
Where did she get the helmet?
She stole a helmet he wore once.
I like how she's attached to that belt that everyone got.
I know, but hers was special. Maybe he handed it to her?
I bet not.
Maybe he looked at it once.
Yeah, he looked at it.
So she is crazy in love with Cosmic Boy, is what we just learned.
Now, watch her hair in these pants in, like, the issue, if you read this horrible issue.
Somehow it's cute, even though
it's cute, but it gets steadily larger.
Yeah, her hair gets crazy, like, two pages from now. It is the biggest... She's got big hair to begin with.
Yeah.
Which, I think her hair is awesome.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
It's cute.
But it's, like, growing.
Yeah.
So it gets bigger.
That's her other power.
So now it says, days pass without any need for the eager substitute heroes to act. Then one night, and there you see Polar Boy, Stone Boy? Yeah. Jeez. And Night Girl standing in front of the monitor.
We'll get through
and
this.
Stone Boy's stone. He's not boy, he's stone.
This is great, actually.
Yeah, this is pretty funny.
Good.
So we see Polar Boy, and he's got a grumpy face, and he's pointing at Stone Boy. He says, Stone Boy, wake up. You use your superpower of turning to stone when you sleep, and you're supposed to watch the monitors, not sleep standing.
That's adorable.
So instead of watching the monitors, he's just standing there sleeping.
He's passed out.
Which is pretty funny.
That's cute, yeah.
And Nightgirl's like, look at the screen. And we see a fairly dopey many-clawed robot.
Awesome.
Coming from space. And Polar Boy says, that strange, huge machine is going to land on Earth, not far from here. There's no pilot window, so it must be remote-controlled.
Smart.
I guess. There could be other
ways to see us.
Yeah.
I don't think of that.
But anyway, they make a lot of assumptions in these comics. I think we've...
The technology is questionable in this world.
And Nightgirl says, we better get our flying belts and investigate at once. So we see Stone Boy, Polar Boy, Nightgirl, Fire Lad,
Chlorophyll Kid.
I was trying to practice.
Oh, okay. Good job.
We see them flying towards this green robot that has landed and is, like, digging giant grooves in the ground.
Yeah.
It says, by the time the substitute heroes reach the machine from space, you see Stone Boy say, the thing's a colossal digger machine. From my knowledge of minerals, I'm sure there are rare metal ores underground where it's digging. So Stone Boy knows a lot about...
Minerals.
I can buy that, I guess. And Polar Boy says, if Stone Boy's right, the thing's been sent to steal the rare ores. We must stop it and find out who sent it.
Which, okay, that's a good assumption.
Good plan. It says, Nightgirl exerts her mighty super strength, which was synthetically given to her by her scientist father on the dark planet Cthulhu?
Cthune? I can't read it. It's too small.
It's a little bit smushed into there.
Whatever. Cthune.
They didn't have Photoshop. So she's holding two of the claws. And she says, I'm holding it for you to examine, but hurry. The sun will rise soon, and I will lose my super strength in the sunlight. Remember, that's why they call me Nightgirl. In case her teammate doesn't know. Polar Boy says, well, hurry. There must be some clue to its origin. And him and Fire Lad are, like, karate chopping it. So it looks like it's super funny. Yeah, they're karate chopping it.
Yeah.
But they're trying to investigate. And he says, this machine is strange in design. I can't see any way to cut off its power. And Nightgirl from off-panel saying, the sun is rising. Look out, Polar Boy. Or I think she's saying that, actually.
I think so.
Okay. And then it says, as the sun rises, Nightgirl's super strength suddenly fades away. She's like, I couldn't hold it any longer. And she's, like, off to the side, looking dramatic. And the boys are running. Polar Boy and Chlorophyll Kid are running. It says, it must have an automatic defense system that makes it try to destroy anyone who comes near it. And so I like this next panel, though, because Fire Lad is just lighting this thing up on fire.
Let me help by setting it on fire.
So I'm using my power to create fire, but fire doesn't stop this machine, but unfortunately. So, but I do like this panel just because it's like Death Machine with like claw hands and just on fire.
Yes.
So it looks really impressively scary, even though he's making the fire. I was just like, man, I'm surprised I didn't take it out.
They look scared.
His heroes are running away in terror because he's lighting like the whole area on fire. And Polar Boy says, and my ability to create intense cold can't harm a machine designed to cross frigid space.
That's good science.
Yeah.
Is space actually cold?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I know that from sci-fi books. But as the metal nemesis pursues them, Chlorophyll Kid unleashes his strange superpower. And now we see a bunch of trees have grown up around it, and Chlorophyll Kid's hands are out, and woozy lines are coming from him. He says, since I can make any vegetation grow super fast, I've grown the little bushes into giant trees around the machine. By the way, is this power to turn bushes into trees?
I had that same thought.
Anyway.
Different power.
But I'm afraid it will soon dig out through the trees, so it's a useful power.
Yeah.
His plants held the thing at bay because it
apparently changed
off.
Species.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll buy that. Sure. But useful power. Just smart. His trees.
Yeah.
Bush trees.
Yeah.
Held the thing aloft, and now Nightgirl and Polar Boy are frantically pulling wires off the top of it.
Yeah.
This is good.
Where were those wires?
I don't know. It's like, good, we broke those cables, and the thing stopped moving. Just in time, in moments more, it would have dug the trees out of its way. Which, I just want to say that I love, love, love the way that people fly in these comics.
Yes.
Because they look like they can barely control what they're doing. You know? Like, they're just, like, splayed and, like, half upside down. And it's hilarious to me. It's, like, it's adorable.
Yes.
It's, like, why I like whenever they show, like, Supergirl flying in the old ones. She just looks like she's, like, hurtling her body through the air. And it's amazing. And that's what they look like here. Because you see, like, Nightgirl and Polar Boy. And they just, I want you to post this panel because it's so cute to me.
Yeah.
They just look like they have barely any control and they're just grabbing friends.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. I like old-timey flying. So, soon, as they examine the disabled digger, and we see, Nightgirl, Polar Boy, and Stone Kid look like have pulled a panel out of the machine and they're staring inside it like old-timey bulbs and wires and things.
Yeah, it's like controlled by a gear and literally light bulbs.
Yes, there's many light bulbs. So the design of the machine is so strange and different. It must come from an unknown part of the universe, says Polar Boy.
Or they use light bulbs.
Yes.
They use Christmas lights.
Yes. And Stone Boy says, Stone Boy or Stone Kid? I cannot retain.
Stone Boy.
Okay, Stone Boy. Stone Boy says, then a completely alien people are trying to loot Earth's rarest metals. This looks bad. And Polar Boy says, I feel we should send a message to the superheroes out there in space about this, so that when they finish their mission, they can search space for the origin of this plot. And Nightgirl says, you're right. We substitute heroes can deal with the danger here on Earth while they search out there. And then we cut to them using their giant weird monitor screen that makes calls. Mm-hmm. And it says, but when an urgent message has been broadcast, Nightgirl says, he's beaming the message to the sector of space where the superheroes went to answer this distress call. And Polar Boy says, calling the superheroes. An alien danger menaces Earth. May we offer our assistance? Come in. And an hour later, Polar Boy says, I've tried and tried, but there's no answer from the superheroes. Could something have happened to them? And aloud, Nightgirl says, mm-hmm. No, don't even think that. They're too super to be destroyed. And in her head, she says, I wonder if they're all safe. Especially Cosmic Boy. Because I love him. But it's cute because they all look worried. They're like, they're not calling us back. And they all look kind of worried because they're like, did something happen?
I would be like, they don't like us.
It says, after more hours of silence and growing fear, at last there comes an answer.
He wants his ball.
This?
Yeah. Just take it and throw it. Okay.
Okay. So then we see Sunboy on the screen. And he says, your message was received, and we're returning to Earth, but we'll deal with this danger. We don't know who you are, so we forbid you to act until we return. And Polar Boy answers, all right, Sunboy.
Ah!
And he thinks, he seems angry, but he won't be when I've explained. So, because at this moment, the Legion doesn't know who in the heck has called them.
I want to cry. And Polar Boy's so cute.
I know. He's really short, too.
And he's really nice.
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, once I explain this, they won't be mad. Yeah. This is, you know, because who would be? It's like, we're there, and they saw something bad happening. Why are you being mad?
Don't worry, Legion. They can be assholes about anything.
So, but when the super Legionnaires return and learn for the first time of the existence of the substitute heroes, and we see Nightgirl in the middle of explaining, she says, so we substitute heroes. We're only trying to pinch hit for you in your absence. And some boy looks like...
He's like, I don't know baseball terms.
Yeah, his grumpy face. Mm. He's like, you're ridiculous. Or your organization is ridiculous. Your powers aren't super enough. They could fail suddenly during an emergency. Incompetence like you must not meddle in such dangerous things.
God.
It's like, dang. And Cosmic Boy's standing right there, too. And his expression is what? Not quite mad, but he's like got furrowed brow.
He looks surprised.
He's got furrowed brow in mind. He's like, face.
Yeah, maybe.
So not quite as angry looking as Sunboy, but... So suddenly, as Polar Boy perceives a risk to one of the superheroes, and we see, like, the shots pulled out a little bit, and we see on top of the green machine is a green boy, Brainiac 5, and he's holding two wires.
An amazing boy.
Yes, an amazing boy. And Polar Boy is flying up there really quickly, and, he's like, Brainiac 5, don't connect that broken cable, don't. And he, like, flies up there and grabs Brainiac 5 and, like, kind of tackles him. He's like, I had to do this. If you joined the cable ends, the digger machine would have started up again and might kill you. So he's, like, trying to save his life really hard. And Brainiac 5 just looks angry. He's being tackled, but he's trying to help.
This is
and
great.
Brainiac 5 says, Blunderer! I wasn't going to connect the cable.
He doesn't say Blunderer!
Huh?
He says Blunder.
Blunderer.
What?
Blunderer.
Blunderer. Mine says blunder.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I thought that was cute. Like an exclamation of blunder.
Oh.
Blunder!
Well, blunder is cute, too. This is, well, I'm wearing it, so I'll say blunder. Blunder! I wasn't going to connect the cable. I was simply examining the circuit. So Polar Boy's like trying to save his life, and he's like, God, get off me!
Blunderer.
He's like, I'm a genius! What's your problem?
God.
I wasn't just going to connect cables at random on machines.
God,
I never do that.
Yeah.
All the time. So
I never kill people
with robots ever.
Yeah, ever.
Ever.
God.
Yeah, yeah. So Sunboy was still in the middle of like lecturing Nightgirl, by the way, which is funny. Mm-hmm. He's like, and furthermore, but then he gets interrupted by Polar Boy trying not to let Brainiac 5 die. So then we see Sunboy looking really mad. He's pointing, kind of like the cover image where he's pointing and they're all walking away with their heads down.
Oh, something actually happening there.
I know. This was actually on the splash page.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. But he says, Your stupid meddling is the last straw. Leave this place and don't come back. Your failures are interfering with our work. I was like, that's really harsh, Sunboy. And Cosmic Boy's standing next to him looking PO'd. He's got, like, grump face.
Where's Saturn Girl?
I don't know. She's always mean, so
yeah,
she
yeah,
doesn't even need to be her.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah,
there's she'd like, be way meaner.
She's being normal. But
and you guys can die?
Yeah. And so Polar Boy says, all right, we'll go. And they look really, like, depressed, and their heads are all hung down. And then they see them all, and they go back to their cave. And they're sitting at their tables, and they're all got their arms full, and they're looking at the tabletop, and they look really sad. It's really cute, because they look super sad. It's a crushed band that returns to its clubhouse inside a hollow mountainside. And Polar Boy says, there are idols, the models we've looked up to and tried to copy. Yet they treated us like dirt. Maybe they're right. Maybe we are just blunderers. Flops. And Night Girl thinks, I can't forget the scornful way Cosmic Boy looked at me, as though he hates me. It's like only looking at her.
I don't think he even looked at her.
I know. Her hair is getting ridiculous on this page.
Yes.
And the last panel's page is going to be like the biggest hair I've ever seen.
Oof, yeah.
So, then comes an announcement to all Earth by the superheroes, and we see them looking at their monitor that does everything, I guess.
Yes.
Both stalks them and gets normal news channels.
Yeah.
And Sunboy's there. It says, people of Earth, there's evidence that distant aliens plan to send mighty machines to loot your rare metal ores.
We discovered this all on our own.
We found this out by ourselves, not with their help. He didn't say that part. It says, we're going to construct defensive devices which will guard the ores in case we are away. And the little substitute heroes are staring at the screen. And Sunboy says, this was our big chance to substitute for them. But they don't trust us. They'd rather use mechanical devices. And Polar Boy has an idea. He says, let's not brood about being slighted. We aren't after personal glory. I guess you aren't.
Oh, they just want... They aren't, because they just...
They don't want personal glory. They just want to be loved by these
yes.
people.
Yeah.
Says, I suggest we help the superheroes by inventing clever defensive robots that we'll then offer to them. So they're like, that's a good idea.
Kind of an idea.
Yeah. And Nigro says, we'll do it, Polar Boy. We'll prove ourselves to them. So they haven't all lost hope, though Fire Lad's still frowning quite a bit in that panel.
Because he knows they can't build robots.
Yeah.
None of them have robot degrees.
Yeah. Says, a few days of terrific work, and the first defensive robot takes shape. We see this, like...
Terrific work!
Terrific work!
Aww.
We see this robot. He's got two big long legs, and he's got, like, a barrel body, and he's got two...
He's basically a trash can with...
Six arms coming out of him.
A bunch of arms.
Trash can with legs and six arms.
It's like R2-D2 body.
Six arms.
Six arms.
For punching. And as Stoneboy's standing there touching it, he says, this defensive robot with its many arms will surely help guard the precious ores. And Night Girl comes flying in her haphazard way.
Yeah.
Says, a call from the superheroes. They want to see us. They must have learned we're trying to help and have thought better of us.
Yeah, you can tell, like, she barely has control over it because the mountain's in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not flying, like...
She's flying from, like, off in the air from a different direction.
Yes.
Also, she's going too fast. She's going to run into the robot.
I'm just dead.
So it says, but when the eager substitute heroes answer... And so they're at the real Legion's clubhouse, yeah. And Saturn Girl and Sunboy are standing there, and they look mad as all heck.
Yeah.
They're like, grump-ass face. And Polar Boy says, yes, we thought we'd help you in your plan to build defense devices. And Sunboy's like, you amateurs! Your clumsy robot guard will be of little use. We are building powerful defense guards that make yours look childish. I'll show you. And I was thinking was... I think you didn't make the Sunboy.
Yeah.
You'd be awful critical.
Yeah, I don't think he made it.
I think maybe that guy who makes robots on your team made it. But anyway.
Apparently, but then it must not be very difficult to make
a
robot.
I know, anybody can just make a robot.
But Brainiac 5 can make this amazing, this is a pretty amazing robot.
This is. So, Sunboy, to make them feel very badly, is like, I'm going to show you our much better robot.
So mean!
He says, this force vortex I'm controlling can destroy anything. We'll put others like it wherever there's precious ore, and they'll be set to deal automatically with any looters who come. By the way, sounds like it would kill people.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's like a vortex. He's controlling this, like, vortex. And Polar Boy says, our creation is primitive compared to this, but we wanted to help. And Sunboy says, the only way you can help is to disband your meddling legion of substitute heroes. Unless you can do so and leave your clubhouse in 12 hours, we'll use force to make you. His rude threat. Slightly less awkward than on the cover, but still. Mm. And Cosmic Boy now is in the background with a mad face. Says,
he disappears.
Yeah, he disappears. He says, and now get out of here and let us work.
Aww.
I'm like, so mean. And so the substitute heroes are flying away.
It says, they can't really mean it. They never use force to make us disband, says Nightgirl.
And as they're flying away, you can see a shot in the background of the clubhouse.
Yeah, this is cute.
So nonsensical.
Yeah, but it's cute.
It's got like a desert and trees and grass. But
hey, that's where they live. They live in that all-terrain land. And Polar Boy says, they sounded jealous of us. Though they didn't. I'm not really sure, but anyway.
You can hear the tone of their voice.
I guess, and something in the tone. So they sounded jealous of us. Though that seems impossible. Anyway, they have no right to order us to disband. But when the ultimatum time limit expires, there comes a surprise. And we're seeing the inside of their cave clubhouse. And one of those vortexes is just either wrecking their stuff.
Yeah.
And they're all like, duh, like arms up and trying to get away. Mm-hmm. And Polar Boy says, the superheroes meant it. They sent one of their force vortexes to wreck our clubhouse and drive us out. And Stone Boy says, it'll destroy our spaceship unless we take off at once, but the force vortex blocks the only way out. So they're, like, trying to kill them.
Wow.
That's really what this is.
Dead.
So they put the vortex in such a place that they can't get out around it.
Yeah.
And so Nightgirl's like, in here, where there's no sunlight, I have my super strength. I'll use my super strength to break a new tunnel out through the rock. And Polar Boy yells, hurry, Nightgirl, the force vortex will soon reach our ship. So they, barely in time, the ship blasts off. Nightgirl bashed a hole through the wall, and then they could take their ship a different direction since the entry was blocked out. So they got away in a spaceship.
So scary.
It's like the Legion was totally trying to kill them. But as the substitute heroes emerge, a dire message flashes to them, and we see their rocket ship is flying away. It says, you've seen that we superheroes mean what we say. Don't try to continue your silly Legion, or next time we'll destroy you.
Dun, dun, dun.
What?
It's so messed up.
Yeah, so someone in the ship is saying, that sounds like a declaration of war against us. What are we going to do about that? And so it cuts to inside the ship, and the substitute heroes are staring at a big screen. It says, presently inside the ship, as slides of the superheroes are projected on a screen, and it shows all of the Legion, and they're all looking up at this giant screen, and Polar Boy is talking. It says, I, Polar Boy, accuse these superheroes of plotting to conquer the Earth. I vote we battle them to a showdown. What? They're not trying to conquer the Earth. They just don't like you guys.
Yeah, what?
What was that jump in what was going on? They don't like us. They want to conquer the Earth. I have not seen any proof of Earth conquering. And suddenly Polar Boy went there.
All these people are kind of... They're not very compatible. They're just like a clusterfuck of wrong and bad. Getting the wrong ideas.
Maybe that is what that'll happen, but...
I hope so.
Yeah, so we do not know where this is going, but it has jumped from the Legion's kind of being harsh to the Legion's trying to kill them to the Legion's trying to conquer the planet.
Yeah.
And one of those things wasn't actually happening. So, okay.
Sure.
So, now we're going to pause and read the second part. You won't feel the pause because we're going to edit this.
Yeah.
And I say we like I have anything to do with the editing process.
Yeah, we're going to edit this.
We're going to do it. It'll be a lot of hard work and you can make us both for the editing. Not that you might have sleeping. But, okay, so let's get to the second part of this.
Yes. Okay, we read part two.
Yeah, we read part two. So, this starts with the most horrifying splash panel I've seen in these books so
far. Grizzly!
We see a weird mechanical worm centipede thing monster.
Adorable.
It's pretty cute. But it has Stone Boy in his mouth, and he is, like, breaking him in half.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, chomping down, and he's shattering. His legs are, like, falling off.
Oh.
And we see a Nightgirl looking horrified, and she's got a little space bubble dome on. She says, the superhero sent that mechanical monster to destroy us, and it's killed Stone Boy. Turned himself into solid rock. Didn't save him. Turning himself into solid rock. I said that wrong. Hold on. Stop. I'm going to say that part again. Mm-hmm. She says, the superhero sent that mechanical monster to destroy us, and it's killed Stone Boy. Turning himself into solid rock. Didn't save him.
And she looks real upset.
So messed up.
So her friend is like dying horribly in front of her. And in the little description box, it
says, legs are coming off.
They're cracked off.
I'm going to post this. Yeah, because
Says, a dark menace that has reached towards Earth from distant space has had fateful consequences. For now it seems that the Legion of Superheroes is so jealous over the success of the substitute heroes in checking that menace that they're resolved to destroy their devoted admirers.
That isn't what happened.
Where did this jealousy idea come from?
And the world is rocked by a cosmic struggle to the death in the Duel of the Legions. We're like, that's an interesting interpretation of events.
Yes.
I think that was from the perspective of the substitute heroes, perhaps.
Yes.
So, if you remember last time, in mere moments ago, they were fleeing for their lives because the Legion sent a vortex to kill them.
Yes, and they're like, we don't want to die.
Yeah, and they were like, the Legion must want to take over the planet.
Okay, it is weird that the Legion, who says they don't want to kill people...
It wants to kill them, so...
Yes. But
the whole taking over the world thing,
yeah,
they haven't really done anything to lead one to believe that, but okay, I'm there with you, Substitute Legion. So, we see the little rocket ships going towards the moon, and it says...
Is this supposed to be the moon?
I think so.
Okay, because it doesn't look like
away from Earth, flee the Legion of Substitute Heroes. It says, first, we'll have to find a new base and keep it secret from our enemies, the superheroes. The moon is the place.
I assume because they're just saying the moon, not a moon, or a fun...
Okay, well, you'll see why I get confused.
Word. Oh, yeah, you don't think this is going to be realistic? This isn't the moon? So, we see inside the ship, and we see Nightgirl. She says, but there's no hiding place on the barren moon, and Polar Boy says, not on it, but in it. It's long been known that there are great fissures and caverns that honeycomb the moon's interior.
Is that true? I don't think so.
There are, like...
You see?
You know, it's like, holes is not a good way to say it, but you know.
Craters?
It's not flat.
Yeah, there's craters, but I don't think that there are...
Well, there's not what they're about to find.
Fissures inside.
There's not... Well, there might be fissures, but
I don't know.
It's not this crazy thing.
If there are any moonologists listening to this.
So, you see the ship is going into one of the fissures. It says, hold on, everyone. It will be risky going down through those fissures. And the... ship is going through these underground tunnels.
What's the poetry that said?
Through solemn caverns and chasms of eternal night that form a labyrinth inside the moon. It's like, that's very beautifully put.
Wow.
Lovely.
Wow, Edmund Hamilton.
Yes. We have to go deeper yet. That chasm leads downwards. And they're like, the ship is going. So it's finally the substitute heroes find a strange refuge. And we see them, and they've all gotten out of their ship, and they've all got awesome space bubbles on their head. And they're in a weird, strange-looking little city thing. It says, Sunboy is saying, the city built by an unhuman race ages ago and illuminated by perpetual radium lights is awesome. Their race became extinct when the last Aaron here dispersed. Disappeared. I'm sorry. I wanted a better word. Dispersed.
Wow.
Disappeared. And Polar Boy says, it's cold, even in our spacesuits. We have to wear them and talk by our helmet radios as we're now doing. So... No, they're telling us why they're in their spacesuits.
Can we talk about the...
The aliens?
The aliens.
So this awesome alien race that built a secret headquarters underground.
I don't know how they built shit.
Yeah, they have, like, flipper hands. They look like fat dinosaurs with flipper hands.
Yeah, they have, like, manatee...
They look...
Flippers.
They're very cute. They look like fat manatee dragons with flipper hands and legs.
Yeah.
And blue flipper... I'm making motions if you can't
see. These guys
see.
Live underneath the moon's surface.
Yeah.
Is what we're learning.
Yeah. They did. They're all dead now because the air went away.
Oh, that's so messed up. Why didn't they have the technology to make...
Air?
Air.
I don't know.
Something.
But they made a lot of statues of themselves, which is the only important thing to me.
Yeah. A lot. Like, yeah. a lot.
These guys are so fat.
And they're so
they're
cute.
Yeah. But they made a nice city, I guess.
Aww.
And Polar Boy says... We'll set up monitor instruments here so we can watch Earth without being seen. Soon, I'll give you proof that the superheroes want to destroy us. So at least he understands that what he said is crazy. And
yeah.
He's like, I'll give you proof.
Okay.
He's not just like, they're trying to kill everyone!
They make like, a lot more sense than the regular Legion.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And we see Polar Boy and Chlorophyll Kid and Stone Boy putting their ever with them giant yellow monitor up.
Yeah.
And says, as work goes swiftly forward on the monitor system, we see Nightgirl kind of slinking away. She says, they don't need me. Now is my chance. Polar Boy would forbid me to do what I planned, but I've got to do it. And she's flying away. She says, up through the fissures, using her flying belt, swiftly flashes Nightgirl. She says, I can't believe that the superheroes hate us. It must be a misunderstanding that made them attack us. I know that Cosmic Boy isn't like that. I've got to talk to them. Explain. They say their whole no killing thing. Someone remember? They don't want to kill. Do they not kill people? And these little ones, I feel like they kill stuff all the time.
They don't. They don't kill people.
They kill animals and robots.
They kill animals and robots.
Okay.
Sentient robots and animals they kill.
Okay.
They don't kill people, however you would define a person in a universe where they have contact with alien races.
So it's from the lunar surface, by means of her mighty strength, Nightgirl launches towards Earth. It says, this part of the moon is turned away from the sun and it's dark, so I'm able to use my super strength to leap into space like a missile.
Yeah.
So she's cutely flying really fast towards Earth. It says, hurtling across space and into Earth's atmosphere, we see her, she's like hovering above where there is that horrible mechanical cute monster that was killing Stone Boy,
mm-hmm.
is on the surface. And some other robots, and we see Cosmic Boy walking away from behind, and Nightgirl thinking, those must be the defensive machines the superheroes have been building. I see Cosmic Boy, but I must wait until he's alone. So she waits until no one's around, even though I didn't see anybody around in that picture.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Whatever.
Says, minutes later, so she's landed next to him, and she's pulling off her bubble helmet, and Cosmic Boy says, Nightgirl, what are you doing here? Are the substitute heroes attacking us? She's like, how could you think such a thing? She says, we idolize you superheroes. We loved you, yet you drove us off Earth, tried to break us up, when we only wanted to help. She says, where did you go? Where is your base now? And she's crying. And yeah. She says, I can't tell you that. I'm not even supposed to be here. But I know you're fine and noble, Cosmic Boy.
You fine.
Yeah.
You're and very hot.
Yeah. And I want you to talk the other heroes out of their jealous hatred of us. Their jealous
hatred. Jealous hatred.
She's been like, we're not jealous of
you. Yeah.
He says, well, I'll try. That is his face, like, sounds just like that, too. Like,
okay.
And, yeah, so then she's flying away, cutely, with her bubble back on. She says, I knew you would. I must go now. Please promise not to try to trace me in any way. He's like, I promise. He says, but no sooner has Nightgirl departed. And we see Cosmic Boy walking into the clubhouse, and Saturn Girl, and Sunboy, and Chameleon Boy, who hasn't been there this whole time, has
yeah.
he? And Bouncy Boy are standing there. He says, And he's in the middle of explaining everything that just happened. He says, and I promised not to trace her. And the silly girl believed my promise. But of course we'll trace her. We'll get a super radar lock on her and see where she goes. Some boy says, at once. This is shortly. And we see the Legion, and they're watching a monitor as Nightgirl flies into a fissure. He says, so that's where the substitute heroes have hidden their base. Inside the lunar fissures and caverns. And some boy says, their continual interference must be stopped, and I know how to do it. And now he's pointing at that mechanical centipede worm
yeah.
that is a murderer.
Yeah.
And some boy says, we designed this machine for another reason, but now that I've altered its controls, wait till you see how it serves us. Cosmic Boy says, I understand. We'll take one of these machines to the moon tomorrow. Which, why are they waiting till tomorrow?
I don't know. Good point.
They're just like, we want to go take a nap.
Yes.
It's all right.
They're like, it's dinner.
It's late and we want to eat.
there's some TV show they want to watch.
Yeah.
Fringe is on.
Yes. And next day on the moon, we see the horrible centipede worm thing. It's like crawling down into one of the caverns and the Legion is watching. And they all have space bubble helmets on now, which is always cute.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, some boy says, the substitute heroes have superpowers and could be dangerous when cornered, but this machine is now programmed, so it'll hunt them in the caverns without danger to us. And a very practical, by the way, very, very practical murder scheme. And Saturn Girl says, a splendid idea. We won't have to go down into those cold caverns. Like, yay, we'll just watch murder from here. And Polar Boy is watching a monitor, then so is a... Fire Lad and Night Girl. Every time I get a Fire Lad, I'm like, who are you?
He is the most literal name.
Yes, and I can't remember because Sunboy messes me all up.
Yes,
I'm like, Sunboy's name is barely connected to
yes.
the thing, so then I can't. I don't know. I'll make okay. excuses for why I can't remember.
Just stare at his hair.
Yeah, I know. It's just fire. And then I'm not sure. I have a moment of panic. I'm like, boy, lad, kid, what word is after fire? Those three are yes. staring at a monitor, and they're seeing the Legionnaires on the moon. And Polar Boy says, look, our monitor shows the superhero ship on the surface above. They must have located us somehow. And Night Girl's thinking, Cosmic Boy must have traced me.
Oh, I thought she said this out loud.
No,
that's amazing.
She's like, Cosmic Boy must have traced me. But he promised he wouldn't. He couldn't break a promise like that.
Looks like he did.
Yep. And suddenly, an appalling invasion. And the giant mechanical worm thing is just like crashing into the room and chasing them.
It's so cute looking. It's
really cute looking. And they're all in like space bubble helmet suits and they're running and it's also cute.
Yes.
So it's like a cute like murder panel. And some boy says, that monster's machine, what is it? And Polar Boy says, it's been sent down here to hunt us, the way ferrets used to be sent to hunt rabbits in their holes. Get out of its way! And they're running.
Is that true?
I don't know anything about hunting ferrets or bunnies or hunting in general. I came from a land where nothing lives.
I know wiener dogs are used to hunt things in tunnels.
I don't know. Sure.
Damien, would you hunt?
No,
hunt
your
rabbits?
Cat can't hunt anything. So, now we see them trying to fight the worm a little bit.
Yeah.
But everyone's kind of doesn't have the correct power set for this.
Yeah.
Except Night Girl, because she can be strong.
Yeah.
And it's going after Chlorophyll Kid. He's like, it's coming at me. My superpower of growing plants won't work. For on this lifeless satellite, there's no vegetation. And Night Girl's like punching the thing. She's like, Chlorophyll Kid can't escape. But I have super strength down here, away from the sun. She's grabbing the thing's tail. And she's like, run, all of you, get away from it while I'm holding it. And they're all running. She says, come on, we've got to evade it. And they're running and running.
Oh, did you notice, like, her little spacesuit has high heels?
Oh, it does.
Oh.
That's funny. I didn't
like,
notice
I need
that.
These.
How will you know she's a girl? And their running is really cute to me, like, in every panel that they're running. Also, Fire Boy. Is that it? Fire Boy? Fire Lad? Dang it! I just had this conversation about how I can't get his name right, and then I got it right because I said, or wrong because I said all the endings.
It's okay.
Now they're all possible.
It's okay.
Anyway, he's really cute.
Yes.
On this page. He's cute. His little hair is cute. He's cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it says, as they flee into a connecting chasm, Stone Boy yells, I can't run so fast. Maybe I better turn myself into stone. Never a good idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Also, we saw that splash page. I'm terrified.
So
Polar Boy says, I'm afraid that won't help, but it gives me an idea. And we see Night Girl's
Polar
Boy fighting.
Is so diplomatic.
He
like, that won't fucking help. He's like, I'm afraid that won't help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we see Night Girl, and she's still trying to deal with this worm monster by herself. Says, the machine's power is immense. It broke loose from my hold, but the others got away. So luckily she held it off long enough.
Yeah.
She said, it's following me, but I can keep ahead. Uh-oh, there's Stone Boy, because he turned to stone, we are guessing. And he's just standing there. And he's like, he turned himself into solid rock, but that won't save him. And now we see the worm just grab him and kill him. Like the horrible panel of breaking his
so
whole lower body off.
Awful.
She says, just as I feared, it's got Stone Boy. It's crushed his petrified body. Oh, no. And it's, like, seriously a terrible panel. And,
but it's like a really cute monster.
It's like a bird-faced worm monster. It's so funny looking. It's amazing.
It's so cute.
And it's horribly killing someone.
It's so horrible.
It's pretty awesome. And,
Stone Boy, no.
Yeah. And that girl looks horrified. And she's like, now it's taking Stone Boy's broken body back to the surface. Following its programmed orders. It's my fault, because I loved and trusted Cosmic Boy. My comrade is dead. It's like, jeez.
It would be her fault.
It would be. And so we see, like, the worm thing is just carrying, like, half of his body.
Oh.
His upper half, his legs are just gone. His pelvis
so
and legs are gone.
Fucked up.
And it says, and soon on the lunar surface, and it's crawling out of the hole with his upper body in its mouth. It says, that's Stone Boy, the fool. Turning himself to stone didn't save him. And, Stone Boy looks like he thinks it's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
That expression.
They're all
like, smiling really big. And Cosmic Boy says, the machine must have wiped out the other substitute heroes, too. Well, that's the end of their interference, which, big assumption, that because it brought one body back, everybody's dead.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Lazy.
Yeah. Now we can return to our work on Earth. So, like, yeah, everybody's dead. Let's go home.
Well, if they programmed it to, like, only come back after it's done.
But why did it...
Well, no, then why did it come...
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
There's a lot of flaws there with the programming. I guess.
Why are we surprised?
Yeah. So this, but at that moment, in the cavern below, and we see Night Girl, she's, like, found the others, and who's standing there?
But Stone Boy.
He's okay.
She's like, Stone Boy, alive! But I saw that thing take your petrified body away.
And destroy it.
Horribly murder you in front of my eyes. Aww. We did not give a person a heads up on a plan. Polar Boy says, that was a statue of Stone Boy you saw. To fool the machine, we used our ray guns to carve and then retouch one of the alien statues.
So they turned a dopey sea creature monster
statue into Stone Boy.
How could they do that so quickly?
They are really good at
Sculpting,
and yeah.
Wow.
It says, figuring it would deceive the machine and the superheroes, too. It's like, it fooled them, all right. The superheroes are going back to Earth. I'd never have believed they would want to kill us, this
fire lad. I say it now every time I'm saying it slowly as I try and work out which name.
We'll make flashcards for
I know! Guys. I just need a post-it note on every panel that he's in. This giant, his name pointing to him. And so we see Fire Lad and Night Girl staring at a monitor, and Polar Boy. Sorry, he's so short, I actually didn't see him there. And they're watching the Legion's rocket ship fly away. And Polar Boy says, it supports what I suspected. A terrible danger threatens Earth, if I'm right. We've got to work fast and build a second spaceship. And then it cuts to the Legions back in their own clubhouse, and they're staring at their monitor screen. This is before long, in the clubhouse of the superheroes on Earth, there's an alarm. And Saturn Girl's pointing at the screen, and there's a rocket ship flying off of the surface of the moon. It says, we were tricked! We didn't destroy the substitute heroes after all. For look, a ship is heading out from the moon towards space sector Z44373N, which was that sector, if you recall,
yes,
that the Legion flew to at the beginning of this horribly long two-part thing.
I remember.
Yes. And Simboy says, they mustn't go there. It would ruin everything. And you're like, what?
What?
And we see the Legion is like running towards the spaceship. And Simboy says, all of you, to our ship. We must overtake them before they reach that distant sector. Everything depends on it.
Wait. I remember what it was.
Oh, okay.
It's because, like, this means that they can also carve statues.
Yeah.
So we have a statue, but made by a Legion of Substitute Heroes, of another one of their members. So just like the regular Legion, they can make statues.
Yes. Everyone, we have established that if in the future, everyone knows how to make life-size, completely accurate statues.
Or small ones.
Yes, tiny
maquettes, yeah.
But they can also be life-size and fool you to thinking they're real people.
Yes.
And things like that, because that happens a lot.
Yeah.
But in this case, at least the sky was actually made of stone.
Yeah. That's okay, that's true.
So maybe their skills aren't that good.
But
he looks like stone, so it worked anyway.
Yes.
So, okay, back to the thing. Okay. I'm going to say, now we cut back to the substitute Legion, and they're staring at their monitor. And there's a lot of monitors staring at this issue.
Yeah.
And they're seeing the Legion ship coming up upon the ship that they sent out. It says, as a terrific pursuit into far space goes forward. Night Girl says, I don't understand, Polar Boy. You sent that new ship we built into far space on automatic control.
We built
There's
that ship.
No one in it.
Really Why? Fast.
I know. Everyone can build spaceships and robots and anything. Statues, everything.
Does it come in a kit?
It's the future. It's the future.
You just bought it online.
Yeah.
Amazon Fresh delivered.
Yes. And Polar Boy says, it was a bait to lure the superheroes away from Earth. And they followed it. Look, on the monitor, look. And the Legion superhero ship just blows up what they think is a ship full of the substitute legionnaires in it. And Night Girl looks horrified. Says, the superheroes thought we were in that ship, and they destroyed it. And Cosmic Boy helped do it. Oh! Like, don't just focus on Cosmic Boy.
There's but more people involved
here. There's a bigger problem here than Cosmic Boy's love for you.
The love that he didn't have in the first place.
And Polar Boy says, now, before they return from space, is our chance. We're going back to Earth, to the superheroes' base. And at that base, after close examination of the defensive machines, so they got back to Earth really fast. It takes like 1 second to go from Earth to the moon,
yeah,
by the way. So Polar Boy and the other substitute legionnaires are all standing by the machines that the Legion has been building to defend the ores. And Polar Boy says, this finally proves my suspicion. The superheroes weren't building defensive machines to guard Earth's precious ores, but mining machines to loot those ores.
Oh.
Bah, bah, bah.
That does make sense, because, like, the things they built all look like mining things.
Yes, they all look like giant clawed mining things that look almost exactly like that green one, just varying sizes.
Yes.
So, Polar Boy is a genius or really good at seeing obvious things.
Yeah, yeah. In this universe, he's a genius.
Genius! And Fire Lad says, but why would the superheroes do such a thing?
And Polar Boy says, because they're not the superheroes at all. I suspected it when they destroyed our base and tried to kill us.
Good point to suspect them.
Wow. I suspected it when they turned into murderers. For the real superheroes would never do that. These machines prove they're imposters. And then from off-panel, says, so you now know the truth.
It's a weird sentence.
Yes.
So you now know the truth.
And now the Legionnaires are standing there, and we see Sun Boy, Cosmic Boy, Bouncing Boy, Saturn Girl, and they're standing there, and staring at the substitute Legionnaires. He says, it's well we returned full speed. We can get rid of you all before looting Earth's ores. We may as well turn off our disguise projectors now.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Cosmic Boy says, right!
He's doing this. He's doing gun pointing.
No, he's pointing into his hand.
I'm Cosmic Boy, I'm sorry. Cosmic Boy.
No, he's also, they're holding a tiny device.
I can't see anything. They're holding a tiny device.
See,
it just blends in.
Yeah. Well, the Cosmic Boy is strangely plain
the
black.
Shading, yeah.
Marks.
Okay.
So they're holding little devices, and they're going to turn them off. And now we see that they are actually really ugly, green, butt-headed things and capes. They have butt heads, right?
Yeah,
they've
do.
Got the butt
now
face.
That you mention it.
Yep. And a lizard, like, forked snake tongue.
Weird things.
And weird pink brain
snake
matter
monkeys.
Coming out. I don't know what's going on there. And
scales.
Scales. So there's just four of them standing there now. And it says, and as the projectors which radiate a disguise illusion are turned off, there's an amazing transformation. And one of the guys, who I assume was the Sun Boy one, since he was so bossy, says, we natives of the far world Zizan... coveted your Earth's rare ores, but I knew the superheroes here would stop us, so we sent that fake distress call to lure them into a trap. And we succeeded. Our satellite projects a force that will hold the superhero's ship in a space warp and keep them unconscious in suspended animation. Now we can send our automatic digging machines to Earth to steal the ores. Earth's climate is so unpleasant to us that it's better than going ourselves. So we're seeing a little flashback of what happened is they sent the distress call and the Legionnaires went into space and they used their science and trapped them in a space warp.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, now we'll send our awesome green digging machine back to Earth to steal all the stuff.
Yeah.
And now we see these reptile guys have guns on the substitute heroes. This is, but when you stopped our first machine, we came here disguised as superheroes to get rid of you. And we will permanently with these matter destroyers, which are their little guns.
Yeah.
And a Polar Boy says, I can guess from your heavy cloaks that you find Earth's climate too cold.
Ooh.
And he's like, whoa, whoa. And he's, suddenly, the mighty superpower Polar Boy is turned loose. And he's circle-colding, little circle rays of circles are coming out of him and freezing them.
Cold circles.
And I love this panel because Fire Lad is, like, so excitedly urging him on.
Yeah.
He looks freaking adorable.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah! Like, canned up, and he looks like, yeah, get him.
Yeah.
And Polar Boy says, so how do you like the super cold I'm creating? And the guys are thinking, we're freezing, can't move, helpless, because we come from a hot world. And Night Girl says, we can secure them and then and take them back to... Oh, I'm sorry, I have to say this again. We can secure them and take them back to their own world.
Yep.
And so we see their little rocket ship shooting off. Says, and when the substitute heroes have done so, says, it's lucky you notice how they always avoid it cold, Polar Boy. They won't try such a theft again, I guess. They didn't really get punished for it.
They captured them and put them...
They just put them back on their planet.
Oh. I hope they're criminals on their planet.
I don't know. They might not be. Maybe their planet needs those ores.
Ooh.
I'm sure we'll never see them again.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now to destroy their space machine, which creates the space warp prison. That will end the space warp. The superheroes will awaken from their suspended animation. We'll leave before they learn it was we who saved them. So we see their little rocket ship shooting lasers at this weird satellite thing that's floating near the Legion ship, and it takes off the weird space warp that was keeping them in suspended animation. So now it cuts to inside the Legion superhero ship, and they're all kind of waking up. It says, in minutes, the real superheroes revive from a strange trance. And some boy looks really startled. He's like, we ran into that space warp trap, and I remember nothing more. Some freak force must have destroyed the warp. And Cosmic Boy says, as the distress call proved a false alarm, we can return to Earth. So this is the greatest thing I've ever seen, by the way. So, it says, and later, back on Earth, after restoring their clubhouse, the substitute heroes watch. And so we see the substitute heroes watching on their soccer monitor again. And it's just Cosmic Boy and Sun Boy are just standing on their own front lawn.
Yes.
And there are these weird giant
digging machine's just there. And Comic Boy's got a hand on the back of his head.
Yeah.
And somebody's got his hands on his hips, and they just look confused.
Yes.
And, because they didn't explain anything. They just woke them up and flew away before they even... So they don't know that weird aliens came to Earth, and they don't know about this weird digging thing. There are just these weird machines on their line. And Polar Boy says, they're mystified by what happened during their absence, but we won't tell them. We'll keep our substitute legion secret from them until some future day. For, like, in case they really do want to kill us.
if they did find out about them, then they would monitor them on their stalker monitor.
I know, while stalker monitoring every direction.
Yes. And then space would collapse.
They should have told them this.
Yes.
They saved them. This was the perfect opportunity.
No.
To have done something to make them love them.
They don't want praise.
They want their love, though, and they just saved their lives.
Where are the news crews?
I don't know.
The news crew should be like, we saw all this. We recorded this.
Nobody saw it somehow.
Yeah.
But, and then the last thing is Nightgirl thinking, perhaps by then Cosmic Boy will know how I feel about him. Because through all of this, all she's learned is that she still really likes Cosmic Boy.
Wow.
So that was a pretty amazing
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it. Aww. It was very cute.
Aww.
I can't remember Firelad's name to save my life.
It's okay.
Even though I think he's cute.
This episode should be called, his name is Firelad.
Firelad. So his name should just be Fire and then whatever you want to put at the end of it.
Sure.
That should be his name.
Fire something.
Yes. Yes. Good story.
Good story.
Yeah. I don't think we have any other
things to say.
Legion exciting things.
Yeah.
Still reading Legion Lost.
You know what you're reading?
What am I reading?
That Star Trek.
Oh, the Star Trek Legion thing? I am reading that.
I'm not.
I want to see Spock and Brainiac 5 talk.
I do, but I know it'll only happen for a panel.
It might happen a lot. They're about to meet.
You said there's like an entire issue.
Two whole issues, and they are only just going to meet. But it's all right. It's a good time.
How many issues are there?
I don't know. There's only two right now,
I think.
It's
a new series.
Yeah.
50 issues
long. No, it could be. As long as they talk. I don't even care. I just want them to hold hands for a minute. And be like, we're both so smart, everyone's so dumb.
And no one likes us from our own planet.
Yeah.
We're so sad.
And then they cry a little bit together, and I'll be super happy.
Oh my god. I like how long it's taking them to get them together.
They had to set it up. It's like,
all of it's okay, this is how you set it up.
I know, I didn't really need any.
Brainiac 5, plug something into the wrong plug. Done.
Sent into another dimension.
Space opens. It would just, if they exist in the same universe.
They don't.
Do they not?
No.
Oh, okay.
They don't. So they had to get them all into another.
Even then, they have things that let them go between years.
But they're finally gonna meet, so I'm excited. I'm excited for them to
meet. What if they don't say anything to each other?
They will. They're about to. They set it up.
What if they don't?
Stuff's gonna happen.
Who's writing it?
It's gonna be amazing. I don't even know. I'm sorry. I'm enjoying it, though, whoever you are, writer. It's going to be amazing.
It's Grant Morrison.
No, it's not. I don't think so.
You start crying.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so, because I didn't feel drunk while I was reading it, so.
That's so funny. Okay, well, tell me if anything happens there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Then I'll read that one panel.
I bought the Legion Secret Origins thing.
Oh, you did?
It's the one we should have bought in the comic book shop, because we would have gotten our ring.
Oh!
But we kind of forgot, but luckily I had a friend who is amazing.
Yes.
And got us both extra rings, because I think she knows where we're space cadets.
Thank you, Miss Rosa.
Yes. She sent it to us, so we still got our Legion rings. Awesome. But I have that on my iPad. I haven't read it yet, but I bought it. Mm-hmm. And the second one, I think, just came out.
Yeah.
I haven't read them yet.
That's true.
But it's Paul Levitz, who I'm not the biggest fan of, but all the panels I've seen of the first issue looked really cute.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, it's drawn really cute, and it seemed funny.
Okay.
And most importantly, Brainiac 5 seemed to be in it a lot, which is really all I care about.
That's all the origin we want.
Yep. So I'll read that, and hopefully by the time we record the next one, I'll be like, it was awesome. I think it'll be awesome.
If she doesn't say anything, assume it wasn't awesome.
Or that I haven't read it yet. It's awful. I buy a lot of comics sometimes. I'm slow to read them.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything else.
Good.
Yeah.
All your words.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
Oh, that's it. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We'll be back sometime.
Yeah. This is a two-parter. I need a nap.
If you have questions or comments, feel free to leave us a comment at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com or just superfuturefriends.com. And you can email us at superfuturefriends at gmail.com, which I can't even say.
I like that we gave ourselves the name that's really hard to say multiple times.
Super Future
Friends. The best part is then we have another thing that's super cosmic.
That's the name of our company, by the way.
It's for our comic.
Yes.
So we just like to name ourselves things that
we could say that this is a Super Cosmic Friends production.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a Super
Cosmic. Oh, snap.
We are the Super Future Friends, a Super Cosmic Friends production. Let's never say it again. It's hard to say.
So thank you for listening. Yeah. See you next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.